before we begin to try to read and study God's holy word, I would ask you to please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee again for the privilege that we have to come into Thy house, the privilege to try to worship You in the singing of songs and in prayer and in the study of Thy holy word. Lord, we thank You from the bottom of our heart for all the blessings of this past week and all the days of our lives. We thank You for the blessings that we've already had today. Thank You for those that have lifted up their voices and sung in the Spirit, sung with understanding to try to worship You in singing. We thank You, Lord, for the audible as well as the silent prayers that have gone up from various hearts. You know that Your word teaches us that Your house will be called the house of prayer. So we pray that as we come in, that we would enter into Thy gates with thanksgiving and into Thy courts with praise, that we would be thankful unto You, that we would join our hearts together in fervent prayer. We pray again that You would bless all the sick and afflicted. We know that You are the great physician. We come and we ask You to perform miracles. We know and believe that You're able to touch and heal. And we pray that You would bless each of these that are sick, those that have been mentioned audibly as well as in the bulletin, and those others that are on our hearts and minds who stand in special need of Thy help. We pray that You would bless, not according to what we deserve, but according to Thy mercy and Thy grace. Thank You again for the privilege now to study Your word. We pray that You would help us and Your Spirit would fill each of our hearts so that we would be able to study and hear and understand, to believe and obey Thy holy word. Help us now, we pray, in the blessed and holy name of our elder brother, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Matthew chapter 26, beginning with verse 47, the Word of God says, "And while He yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, the same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him." I want us to think about the words of Jesus after Judas had come with the soldiers. And Jesus said to Judas, he said, "Friend, wherefore art thou come?" That is, friend, why have you come to me? What is your reason to come to me? And I thought a lot about this week. I thought about all the different reasons that we have for coming to Jesus. There are a lot of different reasons that we go to Jesus. One of the songs that we sang earlier this morning, the first song I think that we sang our Bible study hour was, "I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in His arms." So we do arise and we go to Jesus, just like Judas went to Jesus right here. Even though Judas went to Jesus for a very sinister or ungodly reason, there are also many good reasons that we have to go to Jesus. And I pray that God will help us this morning as we think about going to Jesus and thinking about the different reasons that we have to go to Jesus. I pray that God will help us that we might also realize that we need to be going to Jesus a lot more than we are going to Jesus. I think that we miss many blessings in our lives because we are not coming to Jesus. So the question that Jesus asked Judas is, "Friend, wherefore art thou come?" Friend, why have you come? I might ask you this morning, or Jesus might ask you this morning, "Friend, why have you come to the house of God today? What is your purpose in coming today? Why are you here? Have you come to Jesus this morning? Have you come to the house of God so that you might be able to worship Jesus? Have you come that you might give Jesus the praise, honor, and glory that's due His great and holy name. If that's one of the reasons that you've come to the house of God, if that's one of the reasons that you've come to Jesus, that certainly is one of the reasons that God's Word teaches that we should go to Jesus. You remember how the Word of God says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the Word of God says, He that cometh to God, and Jesus is God, and we're talking about coming to Jesus, the Scripture says, He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Brethren, there are great blessings for the people of God who go to Jesus. One of the reasons that we sometimes go to Jesus is for daily bread. Isn't that true? I think that as we sit down at meal time, even as we go to bed at night, I think that there are many times that we are praying and we're asking God, Jesus taught us to pray this, that we're to say, give us this day our daily bread. So it is that in the morning when we rise up, we need to be going to Jesus, and we need to be saying to Jesus, we need to be asking God to give us this day our daily bread. But that ought not to be the only reason, and that ought not to be the primary reason that we go to Jesus. But that is one of the reasons that we go to Jesus, is for Jesus to provide our daily bread. If you'll back up in your Bibles just a moment to Matthew chapter 15, the Word of God tells us about great multitudes coming to Jesus. Now, we started out looking at just one man, Judas, going to Jesus, and going to Jesus for a very ungodly reason, but there are many godly reasons to go to Jesus. If I were to ask you this morning, how often do you go to Jesus? How often do you go to Jesus? It might be a sobering thought how seldom we actually go to Jesus. It might cause us to back up and think about, well, now, how much do I really love Him if I'm not going to Jesus any more than I'm actually going to Jesus? I believe if you love Jesus and if you realize how much you need Jesus, I believe you'll be going to Jesus many times every day. In Matthew chapter 15, listen please to verses 30 and 31. The Word of God tells us about great multitudes coming to Jesus. Remember the text says, Friend, why have you come to me? Well, here's a great multitude of people that came to Jesus. Matthew 15, verses 30 and 31. The Scripture says, And great multitudes came unto Him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And He healed them. That's a good reason to go to Jesus. I want you to notice that this verse of Scripture does not say that the sick people went to Jesus to be healed, but the Word of God says that there were many people who came to Jesus bringing their sick people to Jesus. And that's something that all of us need to be going to Jesus for. We have mentioned earlier this morning people who stand in great need of God's help. They need Jesus, the great physician. They need Jesus to touch their bodies. But it's not up to just them to be going to Jesus, but it's up to all of us as part of the body of Christ. It's up to us who love them to be carrying them to Jesus. That's what these individuals did. They took people to Jesus. They took people to Jesus for Him to touch them and to heal them. Verse 31 says, Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be made whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Brethren, I believe with all of my heart that we have seen God perform many miracles. We have carried people to Jesus, and we've seen Jesus touch them and heal them. And we need to be giving glory to God. We need to be taking people to Jesus for Him to heal them. But we need to be going back to Jesus to give Him glory for all the good things that He has done for us. God has done much for everybody in this building. I don't think there's a family here that hasn't been in special prayer by the church from time to time. I don't think there's a family here that hasn't had family members that the whole church body has been carrying your family member to Jesus. But we also need to be going back to Jesus and giving Him the glory for all the blessings that we have. We cannot begin to count all the things that Jesus has done for us. We have carried people to Jesus and we have seen Him perform miracles. And now we need to go to Jesus and give Him glory for the great things that He has done. Back up a little further in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 11. Here's another reason to come to Jesus. We need to go to Jesus for Him to give us our daily bread. We need to go to Jesus for Him to touch and to heal people. And while you're turning to Matthew 11, let me remind you that on one occasion that Jesus rebuked the people and told them that the only reason they came to Him was because they wanted the fishes and the loaves. That's in John chapter 6. That the only reason they were coming to Jesus was for what they could get out of Him. And they were rebuked by Jesus. And I fear that sometimes we also would fall into that same category, that we do go to Jesus, but we run to Him when we have great needs and we have something we want Him to do for us, or we have something we want Him to give us, so we run to Him for that. The question is that really the only thing you want out of Jesus? Is that the only time that you go to Jesus? Is that the main reason that you go to Jesus, is to get something out of Him and to get something from Him? If so, then you've missed a lot of the great blessings of going to Jesus. Matthew 11, Jesus tells us to come to Him. Matthew 11, verses 28, 29, and 30. Matthew 11, verse 28 says, "Come unto me." Who's speaking here? Who's speaking these words? Jesus is. What are we looking at this morning? Friend, why art thou come to me? Now, if you go to Jesus and you ask Him to give you rest, if you need rest for your soul, and I would venture to say that probably most everybody in this building needs some rest for your soul, and you need to only, the only one you can go to find rest for your soul is Jesus. And Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Here's another good reason to come to Jesus, is that we might find rest for our soul. Brethren, if you find that rest for your soul, you're going to find great peace. You're going to be encouraged. You're going to be more bold. You're going to be stronger. You're going to be lifted up. If you could just find that rest for your soul. And the only place you can find rest for your soul is by going to Jesus. And Jesus says, come to me, and you will find rest for your soul. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 4. Here's another reason to go to Jesus in Hebrews chapter 4. Friend, here's what Jesus said. Friend, why art thou come to me? Why have you come to me? Well, one of the reasons that we go to Jesus is found in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. How many of you can go to the Father? How many of you have direct access to the Father? How many of you can go straight? How many of you personally can go straight to the Father? None. There's not a person in this building that can go straight to the Father. Everybody in this building needs to go to the Father. But the only way that you can approach the Father, the only way that you can approach the throne of grace, is that God, our Father, has given us Jesus Christ as the only mediator between God and man. And the only way you can get to the throne of the Father is through Jesus Christ. So we have this great high priest. You want to go to the Father? You have to first go to Jesus. You hear Jesus saying, "Friend, why have you come to me?" One of the responses that you sometimes ought to give is, "Well, I need natural food." Another need that we sometimes have is, "I have a friend who's sick." Another need that we have sometimes is, "I need rest for my soul." And now another reason that we sometimes go to Jesus is, "Jesus, I need to go before the throne of grace. I need to go to the throne of the Father." Hebrews chapter 4, beginning in verse 14. Hebrews chapter 4, beginning in verse 14, the Word of God says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Do you need mercy? Do you need mercy? Do you need mercy? We studied this morning in our Bible study hour, "Remember the poor." And in studying the Word of God on that subject, my heart was convicted that I don't remember the poor as much as I ought to. I fall short in my life in remembering the poor. Well, that's one of a multitude of reasons that I need mercy from God. You need mercy and I need mercy. And we need to go to Jesus that we might be able to go to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in time of need. All of these sick people that we've mentioned audibly and in the bulletin, every one of them needs a special measure of grace. Every one of them needs to be going to Jesus for the grace that they need in the middle of their sickness. We need to be asking for God's mercy and grace to be bestowed in their lives, but we also need to be asking for God to bestow mercy and grace on every one of us. You remember in the book of Habakkuk, the request was to God in the prayer that he made. He said, "In wrath, remember mercy." Rather than every one of us need to be crying out for mercy. We need the mercy and the grace of God every day. That's a reason to go to Jesus, is to ask Him for mercy and to ask Him for His grace. In Luke chapter 21, back up again in your Bibles to Luke chapter 21. Listen, please, to another reason that people came to Jesus. Luke chapter 21, what does the text say? The text says, "Friend, wherefore or why have you come to me?" Why have you come? That's a question that we need to ask. Really, two questions. The first question ought to be, are we even going to Jesus? Are we going to Jesus like we should be going to Jesus? And then the second question we need to ask ourselves, are we going to Jesus for the right purpose? Are we going to Jesus for the right purpose? In Luke chapter 21 and verse 38, the Word of God says, "And all the people came early in the morning to Him in the temple." Here's Jesus now, early in the morning in the temple. And then the last phrase explains why all these people came to Him. The Scripture says, "And all the people came early in the morning to Him in the temple for to hear Him." Did you know that's something all of us need to do? Usually when I go to Jesus, guess who does most of the talking? Usually when I go to Jesus, guess who does most of the talking? I usually do most of the talking when I go to Jesus. I need to learn to listen to Jesus. I need to hear Jesus speaking to me. Jesus has spoken many, many things to me in His Word, and I need to hear what He says in His Word. And if I listen to what He has taught me and said to me in His Word, He also will speak to me in my heart and in my soul. Here, you remember what the Father said on one occasion. He said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear ye Him." Listen to Jesus. That's a good reason. That's an important reason. That's a vital reason that we need to go to Jesus, is to hear Him. That's a reason. That's one of the reasons that multitudes of people came to Jesus, was just to hear the Lord. Listen to Him. Back up to another scripture in Luke chapter 7. We'll probably close right here. In Luke chapter 7, listen please, beginning in verse 36. Luke chapter 7, beginning in verse 36, the Word of God speaks about a woman that, well, first it's going to speak about Jesus going into a house, and then a woman is going to come into that house. Luke chapter 7, beginning in verse 36, the Word of God says, "And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment." This woman is going to Jesus. Do you think she felt worthy to go to Jesus? Do you think that she's going to go to Jesus and ask for something? Is she going to go and ask for bread? Is she going to ask for healing? Is she going to ask for forgiveness? Is she going to ask Jesus to give her anything? Not at all. She's going to Jesus just to worship Him. Just to worship Him. How often do you go to Jesus and all you say is just praise and honor and glory? How often do you go to Jesus that all you do is just worship Him? I find in my prayer life and in me going to Jesus that many times I start out with the intention and with the desire that all I'm going to do right now is just give Jesus the praise and honor and glory. All I'm going to do is just to worship Him. But it doesn't take me 5 or 10 minutes before my mind begins to go and I begin to ask Him for things. This woman just went to Jesus just to worship Him. And she brought an alabaster box of ointment. Verse 38 says, "And stood at His feet behind Him, weeping, and began to wash His feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed His feet, and anointed them with the ointment." Come down further in verse 44. "And He turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, and thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore, I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And He said unto her, thy sins are forgiven." There are no greater words that you will ever hear in your life Jesus speak to you. There are no greater words than to feel in your heart Jesus is speaking to you and says, "Your sins are forgiven." This woman felt the weight and the burden of her sin. This woman was convicted because of her sin. This woman did not feel worthy to go to Jesus, but she went there to worship Him. And she washed His feet with her tears. She dried His feet with her hair. She kissed His feet. She fell at His feet, and she worshiped Him. Are there a lot of reasons that we need to go to Jesus? Are there many reasons that we need to go to Jesus? I believe the Word of God is full of them. Let me give you one more. One more. In John chapter 5, turn in your Bibles to John chapter 5, just two verses here, and we'll close with these two verses. The Word of God says in John chapter 5, verses 39 and 40, John chapter 5, here's another wonderful reason to go to Jesus. Friend, here's Jesus now. I want you to hear Jesus asking you this morning, friend, why have you come to me this morning? Friend, why are you here today? Are you only here for the loaves and the fishes, or are there many other reasons that you're here? John chapter 5, verses 39 and 40, Jesus is speaking and he says, search the Scriptures, for in them ye think that ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. You hear verse 40? He says, they would not even come to him that they might have life. If you want the abundant life, if you want the life that Jesus is speaking about in John 5, verse 40, if you want to experience eternal life, you're going to have to go to Jesus. And Jesus says to many of his children, you will not come to me, you will not come to me that you might have life. May God help us to go to Jesus for the right purposes is my prayer for Christ's sake.